But yeah, you know how the traditional be like, oh, if the sex was good, she would make you a sandwich and shit like that. I said that shit was the complete opposite. Some shorty, she had some good pussy, and I said, I went downstairs and I made some salmon, some asparagus, and some mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. I whipped that shit up and say, here you go. Thank you so much.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Shit. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy, Nas, a.k.a. Sticks.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Not Awkward Thinkers. White people claps in the building. Make sure to keep the pod keep growing. I got a lot of energy. I'm telling y'all. To keep the pod growing, y'all, make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe. Follow. Tell us what y'all think about the episode and what we can do better for this awkward world we live in. So, no, for you to be an Aki and shit like that. So, we appreciate all the love y'all been receiving. And, you know, what you got something to say for them? Or no, I said it all. All right, we're getting, all right, let's get to this episode. God damn, I got a lot of energy. I had to start this off right. anyway, as always, how you been, man?
I've been good. Life's been a little crazy. Life's been a little ghetto. But
what have you been doing? I've been seeing you walk in the house. What has life? Oh, I mean, outside of us. Yeah, that was rude. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was rude. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That was rude.
What?
It was rude because I'm like, nigga, what are you going through? Like, you don't have a life outside of us. That's what I was alluding to. But I'm like, that's rude as hell. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not really shit that I want to disclose. It ain't nothing horrible, nothing too bad. Well, shit, you know, people die and everything. Yeah. But it's life is life, and I'm alive. This bitch, sometimes you got to fight back. Sometimes she fight back, and, you know, bitch got, she a heavy hitter sometimes.
Hello.
You
know? Hello.
I've been really invested into work right now too. So like that's another thing. I changed positions and now I'm trying to be super Vince and
change positions.
Chill out. But I'm trying to be super Vince and I'm running around doing extra shit that I don't need to be doing. The other day I went into work. I want to say yesterday, and them niggas made me earn my paycheck, and like it's been a minute since that happened, so I was like, all right, it's time to fall back a little.
Yeah Life for me has been regular. I'm still healing, guys, you know, from the last episode. And I really appreciate y'all for the responses that we got from the last, well, we dropped two episodes. Y'all ain't really fuck with our anniversary episode. I don't really like how y'all did us keep it a bean,
bald head ass.
Fuckers. But yeah, I really like how, because you know, we sometimes we get a little vulnerable and stuff like that, and we are back in our original state of where everything awkward thinking started. I feel like that's where we should have had our fucking anniversary episode, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good that we still had a new set. This is only temporary, if y'all are watching it on the visual side. This is only temporary for us and stuff like that. But yeah, I really appreciate all the like words that y'all said. Like, this helped me a lot, and you know, y'all love the pod and stuff like that. So keep commenting, like, even if you find something in this episode, so we can highlight y'all on our Instagram and stuff like that. Yeah, but you know, life has been life, and I've been healing. Well, you know, getting my shit together. It's October. It's your month, man.
It is.
Yeah, how you feel, man?
I feel good. October is going to be a good month, I'm hoping.
Yeah, it's, I hope, you know, it is.
October is always one of my favorite months. It's my birthday, my mother's birthday, and then it's Halloween, one of my favorite holidays. It's always a good month.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's the fall. I love the fall. But right now, it's hot as fuck.
It is hot as fuck.
Global warming fucking us all up right now. It's 85 degrees outside.
It is?
Shit. Yeah, it was 85.
God damn. I didn't even know. I didn't even know it was 85
fucking
degrees.
It's hot as fuck. And so, yeah, I've been waiting to bust out my sweaters, my fucking little fits, my flannels.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the world don't want me to be great right now, so I'm kind of struggling with that a little bit. That kind of hurt, not being able to bust out the flannels and the sweaters.
You know, I recently, like I recently went to my Lime Brothers dad's 50th, and I dressed up. I went on Instagram, I posted my little fit, and I was dressed up. And then I get a call. I'm getting calls. And so mm-hmm. It's like, damn, nigga, you sexy as hell. I said, chill out. Chill out. You know what I mean? If I slap this dick on your tongue. You know what I mean? But no, people, this is what I don't like about people, especially when it comes to these. People think because I be dressing in bullshit sometimes mm-hmm. that I dress in bullshit when it comes to those types of events. Like, I don't know how to put shit together. Mm-hmm. It's just because I just don't feel like the societal pressure of putting on fucking clothes every day, like that stigma of, oh, he put that shit on, and then one day you see me on some bummy shit, I'm like, nah, that nigga don't wop the bed. Mm-hmm. I'd rather keep it my regular degler, and then when I need to pop out and I feel good about myself or whatever, I'ma pop out. I don't know why people think that just because they don't see you in those type of clothes every day that you don't got it in your arsenal type shit.
I think we've changed personalities a little bit because in college, I was not the dress it up kind of person. Yeah. Like, I'm throwing on a soft ass fit and I'm leaving out the house yeah. or out the dorm with no problem. Now it used to be like, oh, no, I got to pair this with this and I got to do this and that. And I used to be like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah.
Now it feels reversed.
It is reversed. I really groomed this nigga, man. I really helped you in this shit. You did not. At all. I really helped you in this shit, man.
You didn't. I realized, like, I have not wore a white t-shirt.
In a long ass. Because you're not cooking no more, because that's why it is.
But even before that, I was wearing white t-shirts almost every single day. White t-shirts were like an easy thing to just throw on, mm-hmm. Leave out the house. I don't have to think too much about my fit. I can just throw on a white t-shirt, leave out, and do whatever I got to do. White t-shirts go with everything, so yeah. it was never too much of a thought with it. But now I got to go and coordinate, and I hate shoes, bro. I just hate the fucking thought of buying shoes and shit. Now I got to buy more shoes. I'm trying to, like, make sure I look nice. And again, most of it is for work. It's like, I just want to go to work looking nice.
I don't give a fuck about going to work looking nice. I necessarily, like,
your boss have told us.
I know. I will wake up and I will see it in my dresser drawer. Mm-hmm. I will flap that bitch out and flap my slacks out and go right. I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't say this on the air, but what? Is editing magic. I can clip this out. But no, like, I don't know. With certain spaces, I just don't care. Like, but yeah. my dressing game has gotten better to mm-hmm. more accessories. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a little cold, y'all. I got chains, you know what I mean? Rings, glasses, mm-hmm. things that makes the fit more.
Are you enough explosive. A maniac?
Yeah, you know. Mm. I be fucking a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's like BDSM, isn't that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You into that though, ain't you?
No.
Oh, I could have sworn I seen something in your room.
No.
No, you sure? Oh, okay.
Positive.
Okay.
Just not that
you just
positive.
Got some skeletons in your closet that you're not aware of.
All right. I'll be chilling.
Okay, I bet.
I promise you.
I bet. You know what?
I don't get into nothing.
Okay.
I'm on my business.
All right. Enough about me putting that shit on and a lot of different things. We got some issues going on, man, and issues in the world. Motherfuckers keep deeming us as weird because we're not the guys, man. And not necessarily weird. I'm just tired of the gay slur for the things that I enjoy mm-hmm. or not being deemed as a man.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, I think that's just been me since growing up, even in high school. Like, I never wanted to talk about sports. I don't give a fuck about how fast a nigga can run or he's doing breaking records or, you know, I'll watch the NBA Finals. I'll watch the Super Bowl. Like, that's just American tradition. Like, I'll do all the, like, I'll watch any sport for real, mm-hmm. I just don't know what the fuck is, I don't know what route the nigga's running. I don't know mm-hmm. what kind of drive this is. I'm just excited to see some fucking people play a fucking game. And if it's a team I'm rooting to fucking win, then that's even fucking better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know shit about the sport. But I feel like people don't give you grace for not knowing the sport. You know, as a man, it's like, nigga, you don't know what you're talking about. Or just down. Like, nigga, I can just enjoy the morale, the mm-hmm. atmosphere of fucking the fucking sport and shit. But going back to it, yeah. I used to like hanging with the girls only because it's like, nigga, yeah, I want to talk about the VMAs awards. You seen Nicki Minaj beef with Cardi B? I want to talk about that. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
You messy bitch. That's all that is. I was never a sports kid either. It just never clicked for me. And I played sports when I was a little younger. I played baseball and shit for a hot ass second, but that was it. I did not care for the shit. If we not talking about Wii Sports and what we doing, I don't give a fuck about shit. No sports, nigga. Don't come to me talking about no dumb ass shit. I never got to connect with other boys growing up off of sports and shit. That was just not my thing at all. Even to this day, motherfuckers start talking about a game or whatever. I only know a couple teams.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I don't know if the Broncos is a football team, a hockey team, or a basketball team. I just know the motherfuckers play, and people be betting on them. Oh. That is it, but I can't tell you which fucking thing them
which
niggas...
Which is so weird. You bet on fucking sports, and you don't know shit about...
I just know patterns. I know patterns. I know if a motherfucker has been hitting threes every fucking game for the last six games... Chances are he'll probably hit a three again. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm good with math and shit. That's it. Probability. But yeah, probability and shit. I'm just not good. I was never good with making connections with other dudes growing up. I struggled with. I guess I was never like a. I don't know. I wasn't like overly aggressive growing up. Mm-hmm. Like I'd play fight and all that. We can do all that. We can play like Dino Man and shit. I used to do the. Where you throw the football, one person picks it up, and then you gotta everybody else is trying to tackle you.
Okay.
But and you have to like try to get it to the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Ew.
Shut up. But it was like outside of like actually just playing an actual physical activity and shit. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to strategize shit. I'm not trying to go into these weird ass conversations about sports cars and other stuff. And I don't know if I ever, like, second-guessed myself as a man because of that, because I wasn't interested in those things. I don't know.
I have. I feel like I've second-guessed myself. I've had a in my gay mom moment, you know what I mean? And it was just because it's like, I don't like what the guy's like, but I always had my core friend group never. I feel like until I got, like, high schoolish and I met other kids, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was just like my other core friend group, we played the fucking Xbox, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, we played a little bit of sports, but it wasn't, that didn't drive us. We was like, nigga, did you see E3? Did you see that the new Halo coming out? Like, I had that type of friend group, you know what I mean? So it wasn't necessarily like, and like, even when I was hanging with my cousin's friends, I was aggressive enough to be like, all right, this nigga cool. You know what I mean? Like, all right, this nigga know how to throw a football, or he just know how to, you know, do certain shit. That's my only connection when it came to that. I don't think I started being mad, like not being mad, but start being asked that question only because I just didn't know how to really truly play the sport, or I just didn't know the conversations to have the debate on who's getting the fucking Heisman this fucking week for this year type shit like that.
I never liked feeling like I had to be aggressive to be around niggas.
Yeah.
That always bothered me. I never... like feeling like I had to, because I'm not an aggressive person. I don't like having to put that on and feel like, okay, this is who I have to be accepted or to be respected. Because I feel like that's what it is a lot of times. It's respect. It's not even acceptance. I don't give a fuck about being accepted, but I don't want to be disrespected because you feel like I'm not aggressive enough.
Yeah.
And because you want to test my dominance or my manhood because... I'm not overexerting myself. I never liked that. I don't know what the fuck that is with niggas and why we grew up thinking that we got to do that. I just was never a fan of that.
Because, like, growing up, you know, I come from a decent line of people that did boxing. And, you know, boxing is one of those sports that you talk some cash shit, whether you in training or whatever. And my grandfather was talking to me like something crazy. I quit the sport, you know, early on, because I'm like, nigga, you're not finna talk to me like that. And I don't want to say I'm an aggressive. I'm not an aggressive person. I can get aggressive. Let's put it like that. I choose not to be aggressive because I know what it comes with. You know what I mean? Even with like when an argument is getting to a boiling point, sometimes I have a problem as a man to decipher, is this a fight type of argument or does this nigga just wants to debate with me? Because I don't know the difference, because this seems like fighting words to me. And I'm a disengage because I just don't feel like that. And that's just like, I don't think that and this is going to sound so crazy. I just feel like sometimes the ability to be soft, and I know that, you know, people be like, oh, men can't be more. But really, the ability to be soft wasn't equipped so early. So it's just like that aggressive era is like, what makes, is this because you're trying to mold somebody to be a protective and, you know, later on? Mm-hmm. But it can do the complete opposite. You know what I mean? Because you're pushing that over aggressiveness and that person could be like more frail or more fragile to certain things and shit.
And I don't think people realize this too, but when you're forcing your kid, especially your boys, to grow up and be aggressive, a lot of times what we're doing to get them to be aggressive, we're erasing everything that makes them softer. Same way people do the shit with pit bulls, they'll cut their tails to make them look more aggressive and cut their ears. And it's like, you didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You did not have to do that for this dog to still be able to protect itself, or for this boy to still be able to protect itself. You did not have to chip away at the things that made him a human. Because I think that's what we do. We stop people from being able to be humans. Because I'm telling you, okay, you can only be a man. And a lot of y'all motherfuckers ask yourself, like, when y'all think about... not every day, man, but just the kind of man we keep seeing pop up in media and social media. And it's always a negative aspect to it. It's always a negative aspect to the characteristics that this man has. But this is the man that is being put on the pedestal or in front of everybody. And it's like, y'all chipped away at all his softness. And now all he knows is aggression. All he knows is how to be violent toward people, because you made sure he could not be soft when he was a kid.
See, like, and I know I'm going to sound like a hypocrite, but like, Keisha allowed me to be soft in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just now as I got older and more, you know, the more aggression from other, you know, males and stuff like that, I was like, Mom, I don't need that. Like, let me, you know what I mean? Let me stop just being so protective. So I think it has to be a fair balance. You're still a boy, but you are allowed to have these. But in case in a different thing, that's what I said, like, that little bit of aggression. It's like, I was taught, like, you know, if your cousins fight, you fight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't come from just a soft, like, nigga, no. They want to fight you, come outside, nigga. Like, it's one of them type of things. It was never, like, I just hate how people equate the soft life is to being a scary type of person, you know? And that's why we are now fucked up, everybody. And
literally. Because I feel like sometimes you got to ask yourself, what is it that you're doing to get this child to become aggressive? Again, going back to the pit bull and shit, you chip away. You start telling kids, like, when they start venting and saying these things, you start telling them no, or you deny the fact that there is a problem. Mm-hmm. And then that makes niggas grow up to be like, fuck it, there's no problem. And then when y'all expect niggas to open up, niggas can't open up now. Or when you come to a nigga with a, let me stop trying to say nigga. When you come to a man with a problem, damaged men are going to come back sometimes aggressive because that's all they know. They don't know how to take this problem, especially if it's something they can't just deal with automatically. They don't know how to take this problem, talk it out with you, work it out, and then it be that. Niggas come at you aggressive, and then you be like, yo, why did you have to talk to me like that? Why was this the response? Why is it like this? Yeah. And then also, like, growing up around other men, I did not respect a lot of the men who were in my face. I didn't care for the stuff that I saw them doing. Even though I was a kid, I knew that certain shit was not appropriate for me to be seeing. And I knew that, like, and I knew that because my father was not doing certain shit in front of me. Mm-hmm. My father wasn't saying certain shit in front of me, and my father wasn't talking about certain shit to me, because I was still a kid and I needed to remain a kid. A lot of times niggas thinks that because you a boy, that means you're allowed to know certain shit early on, or you're allowed to be exposed to certain shit early on. And again, we talked about it a lot of times, it's because niggas get exposed to shit too early, and they think that it's okay, and they try to do the same thing. But it's like, you causing damage, bro.
I think a lot of the times, like, you know, we both work with kids and shit, and the common factor, I always say, who is the role model? Who's your biggest role model? And they always say their mom. Like, and I'm like, when, and that's not, it's not a problem, you know what I mean, for your mom to be a role model. But I will, and I said, you know, now I have to say somebody else. If it is an uncle, is it a coach? Because it's not a lot of quote unquote, men are stepping up. And that's a part of manhood, is for you to step up, whether it's your child or whether it's not your child. We don't have too many men stepping up to the plate and to giving these kids guidance. It's somebody that's young, very young, that doesn't feel like they have the potential to do things. You know what I mean? And I'm telling them, like, it's a whole world out here. But for the male figures that he sees, he doesn't seem like it's hope for the rest of his life. You know what I mean? I'm like, nigga, you younger than me. You know what I mean?
I also just want to say that I don't believe that there's not enough, or that there aren't a lot of men out here being male guidance or being positive male influences for kids. Because it is. Me and you are examples of that. We both work with kids. And regardless of how we are outside of work, when we are in work mode, we are professional and we are positive role models for those children. And there are a lot of men just like us who are our age and even younger who are out here doing the same thing. But the thing is everything ain't being recorded.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. People want all the positive stuff. And even though the positive stuff does get recorded, it does not get the same attention that we know negative stuff gets. And because it doesn't get that same attention, we're used to seeing so much negative stuff that we just assume there aren't positive role models.
Right.
There's a lot of niggas on the mic right now, just like us, who, yeah, we still talk about bullshit at times, but we can pull it together and have a decent conversation about shit that is actually affecting people. And again, because it is a positive conversation, we're not putting people down and we're not exposing people or being misogynistic or homophobic. Niggas don't get that same light. And that's a lot of men are not getting that same light. And only the people who are out here doing bad are being recognized for doing bad. And that's a problem.
And you know, it goes back to, it necessarily doesn't go back, but it goes to what we were talking about at the house, where it was like, you know, we both had a rough day, and it's like, why do we have to yell at y'all? You know what I mean? Why can't I just talk to you as, you know, not as a man, you know what I mean? But, you know, you're a child, but why can't I be assertive? You know what I mean? Why do I have to say, you motherfucker, this and this and that, get your shit together? Why can't I just have a softer approach with you so you can understand, hey, you're fucking up right now. You know what I mean?
That goes back to that fucking kid at some point having that softness carved away or carved out of him. Because it is like, why can't I? My kids sometimes be like, yeah, I want to be hit. Like, that's the only way I'm going to listen if I get hit. And it's like, that should not be the way that you, that's what you've been conditioned and that's what you've been taught to do and that's how you've been taught to respond.
Yeah.
But that's not how things have to be. And my job is now to come in and show you that that's not how things have to be. Yeah. I can sit here and I can have a conversation with you and you can listen. You can take something from that conversation. It doesn't I don't have, like you said, I shouldn't have to raise my voice. I shouldn't have to cuss at people. I shouldn't have to do any of these things. And again, it goes back to us, even as parents, when we're raising our kids, we need to stop calling our kids motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We got to stop calling our kids bitches and dumb and this and that when we talking to them, because these are people that we're raising. These aren't just, yeah, these are our kids, but these are people who are going to grow up to be their own individuals, and we don't need to be giving them trauma or pain because we're upset in the moment. Yeah, I'm upset, but I can still say, hey, Nas, can you come over here? I asked you to already come over here. Why haven't you come over here yet? Or, and it's just a proper way to speak to people and treat people, and you don't have to use physical violence to get people to do what you need them to do, or even the threat of physical violence. But that's what we've been doing to these kids.
Yeah.
And now they expect.
And a lot of kids I do work with, they have a problem, you know, and I always, I had this issue, you know, when I was growing up, but I say, look me in my face.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to you, you know what I mean? Don't look all around. No, look me right here. You know what I mean? And I really truly hate being an authoritative. I feel like every role that I had dealing with kids, I've always had to be the authoritative figure. Like, oh, Mr. Nas don't play. But I really don't want to be that for y'all. You know what I mean? I want to be somebody that can, y'all can come to, but it's a time to fucking play. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I just think I hate having to put on that hat because of the conditions that, you know, some young men are raised in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also think, one of things I know I didn't really connect with was just being overly sexual. I wasn't overly sexual as a kid. Like, I had shit happen to me. And so I wasn't really out here rushing to go fuck and to go do these things, all these things that was expected of me at such an early age. And I wasn't like, I wasn't trying to compete with niggas when it came to shorties. Like how niggas was like making an admission, like, oh, I'm out here doing this and I'm doing that. I wasn't one of them type of people. And for the most part, I was always okay with that. I've never seen that as like me lacking or me not being successful as far as like
getting a bunch of women.
Yeah, I never looked at it as that because like
That's a personality trait I think I adapted. You know what I mean? Like I think for a while, and I'm still shaking that off. Like getting a lot of women deems my success. You know what I mean? And if I don't feel like I got an influx of women, then I don't feel like this is a successful bout for me. That's just me personally.
I feel like when niggas be trying to run through a lot of women,
yeah,
it's something that you are running from. You're trying to find within one of these women. And maybe that's love. Maybe that's a connection. Maybe you don't like women and you just fucking a lot of women because you don't understand that you probably like men. And
dude, bitch, don't look at me in my eyes. I ain't looking at you in your
eyes, but I'm just saying, sometimes if a nigga, if you, come on now, what is the point of having 100 bodies?
Yeah, and that's what I'm, because, you know, but one dude, you know, said something to me and then it was about pussy. Pussy feel like if you put a honey bun in the oven and then you take that bitch out and you eat it. Some shit like that. He told me that. But he was equating how good it is. You know what I mean? But it's like, pussy does, it's remotely, it for whoever wields the wetness, it remotely feels the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is no different. Mm-hmm. The only thing different is how she moan and how she...
Her actions.
That's the only thing that's different with the sex. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've been, you know, with social media, we've been exposed to so much. And that even like love is supposed to, you know, be this big thing of this is what you're supposed to do. Even being a man is what you're supposed to do. But even going back to what I was saying about just the act of sex, it's just like people want so many different experiences because of this next person. Twitter porn, you know what I mean? You're seeing this, oh, I want to do this next time, or I need this like that. I need something like that. So you're chasing that sort of feeling that you never felt before type shit like that. So, yeah.
And it's crazy to be chasing something you never felt.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're never going to experience it because you don't know what it is that you're looking for.
Exactly.
And it's something that you done built up in your head. And again, though, now it's causing you to make all these horrible-ass decisions where you're running through woman after woman and then accumulating kids and shit and diseases and problems and other shit because you're looking for some shit. And it's because other people told you that that's what you needed to do.
I feel like a lot of my times I've been broken on just running through women. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, people be like, oh, soul ties isn't real. But you really start to adapt like this coldness when you're running through a lot of women or you're having an influx of sex and stuff like that. Because it's just like, at a point in time, it's like, I'm talking to my friends that are 30 plus and stuff like that. And it's like, they don't have no vision of settling down. It's only because you've been exposed to so much and so many women's actions that the good one did slip away. You know what I mean? And now you don't know how to decipher it because you've went through so many different women, so many different emotions. So you like, nah, I'm going to just stay a bachelor for a long time. That's why you can get Uncle 50-something at the barbecue saying he thinking he still got it. You know what I mean?
And I don't know if niggas realize it, but that is sad. Like, I don't knock anybody who's like, okay, I want this single life. But if you are that nigga, you at the barbecue and you 57 and you still at that, and that young girl's there and you still trying to spit game, that's a problem. That's an issue. Be fucking appropriate. At your age. And nigga, date people your age. Stop going for these young ass girls. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck be wrong with niggas. You 57 and you on this young ass girl face and you trying to mac on her and shit. And it's like, you don't see that as a problem. You don't see your age as a problem. You 20 plus years older than her and you trying to shoot your shot or you trying to get on with her. Leave these people the fuck alone. They don't want to be bothered.
I don't know. But it's sometimes, even going back to the masculinity thing, the women that I've dealt with, you know, and I have some type of like, some feminine actions, you know what I mean? I might do the Doug lips. I might, you know, do all the extra shit that a woman might do or anything like that. So I don't think it does. I don't necessarily, I don't think it hinders me, but I think it's a, I feel like I get a warning when I'm introduced to their friends. Like, because I'm not always like that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm still like your man, or I'm still like this. But I feel like it does take away. Like, you have to put on this persona to some women that, you know, you don't have that. But I'm just a little bit more free. Mm-hmm. More free. I don't know where I was necessarily going with that, but I was just a little bit more free.
Because I also think it attributes, or it comes from having female friends too. It's like, it's, you get comfortable and you like, I don't know, having female friends, there's no pressure to keep up like this wall of masculinity. There's no pressure to always remain the man in the room, but you always feel that pressure when there's other men around.
Yeah.
Like, there's always, you always feel like there's somebody trying to assert their dominance, or or just assert their dominance in a room full of men. It's like, nigga, come on, we just chilling, we just vibing. But with women, you don't got to do that. And so, like, I'm in a group chat with a lot of my female friends, and they had put something in the chat, and we had started talking about it. What hairstyle should I get? You should get a 30-inch bust down. Bust down, side ponytail part, this and that. And so, it's funny though. It's like, growing up just as a man is just so restrictive. And I know that women have their own restrictions as well and stuff when it comes to, you know, what they can put on and what people view as like appropriate and not appropriate when they do stuff. But like, man, we have those same things. And I feel like it fucks us up in the long run, because we don't get to experience a lot of normal things that everybody, or that women get to experience. We don't get to experience creativity the same way, because our creativity is police. If you're not using a chainsaw or some hard fucking appliances to create some shit, then you're not really creating shit. If you're not out here fucking a million hoes and you ain't out here, you're not really a man and this and that.
But women adapt that nature too.
They do.
Because they feel like, hey, if my man don't get bitches, then he ain't the nigga for me. You know what I mean?
The thing is, that's not all women.
That's not all women.
I would say that is the social woman. Mm-hmm. When I say social woman, social men, those are the people we see on social media. Yeah. Those are the people who are living through social media.
It's some women, you know,
in person, but it's because the social media has allowed you to think that these things are things that we should shoot for.
Yeah.
Or things that, like, we should want. Oh, because it is women out here who really believe, like, if they nigga not cheating, if he not putting her through a little stress, then he's not a full man.
He's boring. Or,
yeah, and it's men that think that they need to do that in order to actually be considered a man. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all of that is like, you wanting to reaffirm your trauma. Because that's all that is. Like, you don't nobody want to be with nobody who's going to cheat on them.
Yeah.
Don't nobody really, truly want that. You don't want that, but you feel like that's the expectation.
I feel like even with the cheating thing, because Sexy Red has something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care if my guy cheats on me as long as he's honest about it and stuff like that. And I feel like a lot of the times when people of that high influence says things like that, it makes it seem okay that you got cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, at least he told me, you know, he didn't have to tell me, or he just didn't have to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think we get caught up in the, like, somebody big and influence says, all right, it must be okay. You know what I mean? They went through it, must be okay.
It don't be, getting cheated on, either open up your relationship, and that needs to be something that you actually want, that y'all both actually want. Like, all right, yeah, we want an open relationship.
Yeah.
This is something we're actually comfortable with. I believe a lot of people get into those situations and just be like, fuck it, I'm going to just stick beside them. And because I'm going to stick beside them, I'm going to just say it's okay. And it's not okay. If a nigga got to tell you after he did it, that's a problem. You were never okay with it then. You were never included in a decision on what was going to happen. Not saying a nigga got to send you the actual woman that he's going to sleep with, but in the open relationship, at least, hey, yeah, I'm thinking about going on a date. I might see this girl, this and that. This might happen. Okay, you're aware of it.
Yeah.
You find it out afterwards, and then it's like, no offense to Sexy Red, but we got to stop letting motherfuckers like that speak. Because it's damaging to the community. It's damaging to the younger audience, the people who are growing up and actually looking at these people as idols, because they're on the TV. People not looking at these people and thinking, okay, this is just a 20-year-old girl who is doing this and that. She's still got grown to do. Because there's no way cheating is okay.
Yeah, I think what it is also what we consume. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say, because, you know, most blessings to her and her success and stuff like that. But I also agree on the aspect of limit on what you say, because you know you have I know everybody's like, oh, I'm so authentic, I'm so real, I'm so this, I gotta tell the world this. And, you know, as podcasters, we do a fair share, you know what I mean? Like, cool, we're not perfect people, we say some bullshit, we, you know what I mean? But I think sometimes we have to recognize, what does the world need right now? Does the world need to know that it's okay to be cheated on, or is it or does the world need to know that you can find love and it's okay to move past that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not past it as cheating, but just move past that, like leave the motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Because if you're getting cheated on, I'd rather you do that shit in silence.
Yeah.
That way we're not out here promoting a lifestyle that isn't real. And don't get me wrong, because there's negative effects with promoting or saying that you got a healthy relationship and you getting cheated on.
Yeah.
That is, but I just rather keep your shit private.
Yeah.
If it's not happy, if it's not healthy, keep it private if you're not going to speak on it and be honest with it. Don't speak on it and say, yeah, I'm getting shitted on, but it's glitter, so I'm okay with it.
That's some nice shit.
Yeah. Glittery. But it's not okay. It's still shit. It still smell like shit.
If you get a bag from getting shitted on, you know what I'm talking about? Get that 20K, that duty.
That's your business, but I just feel like we do got to stop, we have to stop romanticizing bullshit.
Yeah.
And we got to stop letting motherfuckers in them positions, we got to stop letting them get them platforms. And I'm not saying take away her platform, but I'm just saying when she says dumb shit like that, it doesn't need to go viral. We don't need to show that. Mm-hmm. We don't need to put that out there.
It's shock value. You know what I mean? It's shock value in media.
It's shock value, but shock value has turned into motherfuckers eating that shit up. And not just, it's like, is that really shocking at this point? It's another motherfucker getting cheated on and saying, oh, I'm okay with getting cheated on. I know 100 motherfuckers in the hood who are in that same position, and you can ask them the same thing, and they'll say, yeah, we all been dumb over a nigga.
Mm hmm.
That is it's dumb as fuck.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. You know what I mean? It's just different levels and different. Maybe because I'm an older man and I don't see how the outlook of, you know, like I said, we do work with kids. So sometimes when I do get a sense of, all right, this is influencing, sometimes they don't really give a fuck. Mm-hmm. They know right from fucking wrong in that aspect.
And sometimes it's not even the kids, though, because the women. Not women, not just women, but even the men of our generation, even older people, are out here doing the same thing. Again, motherfuckers started talking about eating ass, and everybody started eating ass. Motherfuckers wasn't eating pussy before 2010, and not out openly saying they were eating pussy.
I thought people wasn't saying sucking dick.
No, and even that's what I'm saying. So, but once you start getting people, it wasn't... Martha Stewart didn't say she was out here sucking dick. It wasn't Martha's fucking Stewart. It wasn't fucking any...
I wouldn't be surprised now if Martha Stewart said...
I would not be surprised.
She ate your ass. I like to cook a good meal, and sometimes I like to eat a little ass on the side.
Literally. But it's not nobody of, like... And not to say Martha Stewart is, like, influential or high
she
value.
She is.
But, like,
Martha Stewart was gangsta as fuck.
But it's not like Whoopi Goldberg on The View saying, like, yeah, I'm doing these things and I'm doing that.
That would be fucking disgusting.
That would. But I don't want to know about Whoopi eating ass.
I don't want to know about Whoopi doing
but
shit.
My thing is, it's like we always find these C-stars, not A-list, not B-list, but C-list.
Mm-hmm.
C-list stars who say some of the dumbest shit or just get something going, and we all follow it.
Yeah, and I truly agree on that. I did want to touch on a few things because we did like talk about a whole bunch about just different stuff on being a man. But I just wanted to know, like, because I was having this conversation with my line brother, and we was like, are we good men? You know what I mean? Like, are we deemed as good men? Because it's like, a lot of the times that I'm looking at certain shit, I'm like, I'm a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But don't excuse my gentleman-like actions to mean I want a relationship, if that makes sense. And I think that's where I think we fall short at, or a lot of women that I date, you know, fall short of. I am being a gentleman because that's my, you know, in my DNA to do, to, mm-hmm. you know, and especially when I'm courting you, you know what I mean? But that doesn't deem that I still want a relationship, but I'm to do right by you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think, because basically what you're saying is because I'm going about, even though maybe all I want to do is fuck you, or yeah. maybe even just have a date, because I'm going about it in the right ways doesn't mean that I necessarily want a relationship. I'm not, just because I'm treating you softly and I'm treating you kind doesn't mean that after we get done fucking, I want to keep pursuing a relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, I do get that because sometimes women will be like, oh, well, you presented this and you, and it's like, I was nice to you. that's what it is. Again, it comes from a lot of us not knowing what dating is and a lot of us just not being treated right and just accepting dumb shit. Anytime you just accept a motherfucker off an app and be like, oh, yeah, we just go meet up, and you get used to just randomly meeting up with motherfuckers, you're going to expect that, okay, if I'm meeting up with this person, I'm just fucking them. But if, okay, we meeting up and this nigga is doing X, Y, and Z by me, and he's buying me flowers, he's doing this, I'm going to think and assume, oh, he has other intentions because I'm only used to niggas walking me to the front door. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But this nigga out here, he doing X, Y, and Z for me and got all this shit for me. I think he, in my head, I'm building up a plan that he has for me
yeah.
that he doesn't really got.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And it's sad because you should be able to
be nice.
Yeah.
I remember even though I was having sex with a girl one time, and you know, after sex, you know, I like to cuddle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like to, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, after we do, we going to sleep, you know, I'm holding her real tight. Bitch, you got some good pussy. You ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? You ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And then she woke up the next morning, she said, you can't hold me like that because something like, basically, like, that's gonna get you fucked up if you keep holding me like that. But in my eyes, I just had some great sex. I'm mm-hmm. close. You know what I mean? This is not a thought. This is just a comforting. All right, yeah. High five, bitch. You done.
Mm-hmm. It goes back to the kids with the trauma and shit. I shouldn't have to yell at you for you to listen. Me hugging you should not mean anything more than me hugging you or yeah. cuddling with you throughout the night. And in your mind, you shouldn't even have to put together, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because you're showing me intimacy. Because you're showing me. You should be able to have a random hookup and still have intimacy and still.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is with people who think, like, there can't be intimacy on a one-night stand or a random hookup or even a friends with benefits. If we fucking, I'm trying to go all the way there. I'm not just trying to, like. The only way, that's only when niggas is trying to get their nut off.
Yeah.
Like, but if we fucking, I'm trying to make this an experience for the both of us. I'm not just trying to make it like, oh, I'm just trying to hurry up and, you know, fuck you and get it over with. I'm trying to, I want to have my fun. Yeah. And cuddling is fun. Cuddling, you get in there and you know, you do your thing.
I told you, bitch, you got some good pussy. You ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Listen, but no, for real. Like, I do, I likes the cuddles after, man. I can't, like, some women, you know, you get the door. Mm-hmm. So I hate to say it. But some women, or you'll get the, I'll hit the group chat up. Hey, y'all, remember, we got to go somewhere today. Mm-hmm. I remember we did a whole thing. Like, we did a whole routine. Like, the whole house went outside to get somebody out the house. You know what I mean? Like, it's shit that we do, but it doesn't mean I want a relationship out of you. I remember this one time. I'm going to make my story brief.
Mm-hmm. Because you've had a lot of them.
I know, but, you know, they love me, Harry. I don't think you got a review to say that
I've got reviews.
That you've been the favorite. I don't think
I've got reviews.
But
and
if y'all
again,
want to,
it still looks self-typed, so, you know.
And then again, if y'all want to say how much y'all love me more than Vince, y'all can do that. But yeah, you know how the traditional be like, oh, if the sex is good, she will make you a sandwich and shit like that. I said that shit was the complete opposite. Some shorty, she had some good pussy, and I said, I went downstairs and I made some salmon, some asparagus, and some mashed potato. Mm-hmm. I whipped that shit up and say, here you go, thank you so much. You can have anything I got. That's how I felt, man. But yeah, what the fuck else did I want to say? Do you have anything else?
No, we can wrap this shit up.
Okay, all right. That was good. That was good. I love it, guys. I love it. Let me hit this button. It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
Just get up out of that box that you in. Like, especially all my dudes, if you, my nigga, if you never got to experience anything outside of your surroundings, go experience some different shit, nigga. Go get your feet did. Go get a fucking massage. Go craft some shit. Go do something that doesn't require any hard body labor intensive work or whatever. Like, nigga, go be soft for a while. It's okay to be soft. It's okay to, I don't know, like, we always think, like, okay, we got to be tough, and all these things, like, we go through make us tough, and it doesn't make us tough, nigga. You wasn't, okay, some shit make us tough, mm-hmm. But it wasn't, like, you don't have to keep suffering or keep putting yourself through bullshit in order to stay strong. You're already strong, motherfucker. You don't get softer. You stay as strong as you are. Like, that, I don't know.
Yeah, like,
shut up.
You know, what happens, you have a dick, man. What is your dick right now? It's probably soft. You know what I mean? And it's soft before it gets hard, you know? You gotta think of shit like that. But my positive message is, my positive message is, this has been a while. I don't think I have a positive message, honestly. And I think I just had it. Do I want to say this? I just want everybody to realize that it's not your job to change someone's mind. You know, whatever they have about you is whatever they have about you, or the vice versa. It's not your job, whether you're getting into a relationship, to change this motherfucker's mind about their views on you or to prove yourself to somebody. That is going to drive you up a fucking wall if you try to do that. You know what I mean? Stop falling in love with the potential and the gimmick sometimes. Call things from what it is and for the person who they are, because they show it every time, you know what I mean, by subtle things. You just choose to ignore them. So that's my positive message to get through the week, man. And with that being said, I'm this sexy, good looking, big dick having nigga named Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Tell us how you feel about this episode. And make sure you tune in to The Quiet Storm. That was nice.